Hello, I am popping in to tell y'all about our audience feedback survey. Do you love the show but want more Marge action? Do you love Wilmer and just want the guy to get a hug? And do you think Steve should be the one to hug Wilmer? Let us know in our audience feedback survey. You can find it in the episode description or at bit.ly/TTTSurvey2021. That's bit.ly/TTTSurvey2021, all lowercase. Let us know what's ping-ponging around your noggin. Enjoy the episode.
Wilmer Adamith Mayanis III here. I just got back from Geekwood.ca's online store. Their friendly shopkeeper showed me their epic dice sets, gorgeous dice vaults, and other original handcrafted one-of-a-kind D&D accessories. I bought one of their charisma-boosting D&D pins, and I love it so much I had a word with Geekwood's Master of Coin. By using the promo code TITTIES, with two Ds, you can add a free D&D pin to your next order. If you live in Canada, shipping is free on all items. That's Geekwood.ca for all your luxury D&D needs.
Last time on Tabletop Titties.
This mer creature, she's got light blue scales.
Hi, it's Paya. I don't have those in Pinewick where I'm from. I've never seen you before.
I don't even want to address that.
Paya is here. She looks across the cafeteria. She starts moving over towards you so that you can fight side by side.
Aww. You just hit that guy with the sausages?
Yeah, but like he started it, right? So like how...
Maybe we should finish it. And she looks at you and gives you a wink.
Like, okay.
I'm turning around and I'm checking out who the fuck just stabbed me. Nat one. Fuck.
You see one of the Jerrys.
Jerry? Who took my brother?
You all see a half-elf woman with red curly hair quickly attacking this cinnamon bun monster. And Wilmer, you notice it's Ciaflora.
There's some things about this trial, Wilmer. I don't want you to die here. Have you seen the Jerrys? Something isn't right with them. They just stare off at me or at other competitors without blinking, like their eyes glass over it. But then they pop back out of it after a minute or so.
Hello, monsters, bitches, and gentlefolk. Welcome to Tabletop Titties, a queer and feminist live Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast run entirely by people of marginalized genders. My name is Charlene Bear. I'll be your dungeon goddess this evening. And my pronouns are she, her. You can call me Char. My fantabulous players today are ready to go.
Hello, my name is Sarah Mayfield. My pronouns are she, her, and today I'm going to be playing Wilmer Adamith Mayandis III, and he is a half-elf sorcerer. And where he's at, he's hopeful about getting more points than last time in the trial. And he's going to like really try to not choke up this time, because last time he really like choked up at the last minute. So he's going to try to be a bolder version of himself this time round.
Not soft at all.
No, not soft and not squishy.
Yikes. Yo, everybody, what is up? My name is Rachel Thielade. My pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Borba Skullcleaver, the orc barbarian, whose pronouns are also she, her. Borba is feeling a little bit distracted today.
I wonder why.
I don't know, maybe just like a little gay. Just a little bit. Yeah, she had a little bit of a time to get to know somebody on another team the other day when we were doing the food fight, and she's got a little bit of a crush, and I don't know if she knows what to do about it, so we'll see. I don't know.
Bonsoir. My name is Amanda Lawrence, so my pronouns are she, her, and today I am playing Mila Thornfire. She is a lightfoot halfling bard who hates bullies. And she is, her pronouns are she, her as well. And She is asleep. She was tired after a long, long, long food fight. She is proud of herself for, you know, beating Rubnuck.
Hell yeah. Mm.
And she's, you know, when you're so tired and so happy that you just like fall asleep the minute you get to bed? That's her right now. She's just sleeping.
Oh, you're done. Ooh. Okay.
I know I talk a lot, Emily.
I didn't know if you were still going or not.
I have a few more things to say if you want me to keep going.
No. Hi, my name is Emily Matchett. My pronouns are she, her. I play Steve the Gnome Rogue, whose pronouns are also she, her. And, well, you know what, Steve? Would really love to know who stabbed her. But it seems to be not in the cards. And by not in the cards, I mean not in the dice. So there's that. She's pretty preoccupied about the said stabbing. So yeah,
fair.
Woo. No more crit ones.
No more. I've rolled enough. I don't get any more.
Just wanted to let everybody know that before the stream, she yet rolled another crit fail as a joke, but it actually happened.
Yes.
We start back in the dormitories after you all have had a long rest. You've been knocked down quite a few slots since the haunting of Fall Mansion, with Marge's favorites falling from first place to 17th.
Whoa! You know,
Whoa!
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
guys, we did really bad in that one. Like,
I don't think we did good.
So you know that at the start of the trial, there were over 1,000 applicants, and a total of 50 teams of 5 made it forward. There are now currently 45 teams left.
Okay,
what
so
happened
we're not,
to other teams?
We're not last. We're not last. We're not first, which sucks, and I'm kind of mad about it. But we're not last. So it's fine.
The teams, there are 5 teams that have had to quit from either injuries, death, or the fear of failure. Technically, nobody has died so far.
Okay.
Thanks to our lovely Clara medics over every training session.
Hey.
But yeah, so now after finishing your long rest in the dormitories, you are in the auditorium waiting for Marge to speak.
Oh, she's okay. That's comforting.
But we had so many points. We had so many points in the first trial. I'm so upset.
It's okay, guys. We'll figure it out. We just gotta focus up. We just gotta focus up, I say, as I'm like scanning the room to see if I can see Kaya.
I am also scanning the room to try to see if anyone looks suspicious, like they might have stabbed me.
I am also scanning the room and looking for the Jerrys.
All right. If everyone is actively investigating right now, let's have some investigation rolls.
Oh, goodness.
I straight up don't know where anyone is. I just got a 1. It wasn't a nat 1, but it was a 1.
I didn't get a nat 1. I got a 16.
Ooh, 22.
Nice.
How much did I get? I got a 10.
Wilmer, what were you looking for?
Everyone else was looking, so I think he was just sitting there and everyone else was like looking around the room and he's like, oh, yeah, we're looking for something.
You scan the room with eagle eyes and you notice all 1 Jerry, not the other. You notice all of the fellow competitors here, and you notice an empty podium at the front of the stage. Steve, with your 16, you, looking for someone suspicious, find multiple people acting slightly shifty, but you can't really actively search for who stabbed
who stabbed me yesterday.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. This is a hard DM line that I'm drawing.
That's fair, I think. Like, it happened yesterday, so.
But
it was a long shot.
You do also clock one of the Jerrys who is actively rushing to different groups of people who are sitting in the auditorium, like interrogating them. So it seems like he's
still missing,
desperate for some sort of information. And Borba, you have no fucking idea where Paez. I'm so sorry.
I'm just going to assume that even though I can't see her, she can see me. So I'm like super self-conscious. I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Yep. Like fixes the bows in my hair. By the way, I've changed them to be like blue, the blue ones.
Ooh,
I'm like,
cute.
Oh, she likes the water. It's fine.
You're welcome.
Mila, who are you looking for?
I was looking for the Jerrys, but I guess I can't see them because I got a 10.
Yeah, it's pretty busy in here. But everyone does start to sit down as you hear the loudspeaker turn on as Marge, or sorry, not loudspeaker, the mic do the typical like tap tap, is this on, as Marge approaches the podium.
I super apologize. Before we go into whatever Marge says, can we clarify who has which and how many potions of greater healing?
Oh yeah, go for it, because you have all of them. You didn't give them out.
I hadn't given them out yet because we each had one, and then I had
I have one.
If only there was something that I had things written down in.
You had some pretty successful rolls for stealing that day. I remember you grabbed a bunch.
Had a fair few.
I think you had like at least
three.
I know that Wilmer has the belt that has three slots on it.
Yeah.
Because he needs
a squishy boy.
Squishy boy.
Yeah, I pickpocketed five. Hold on. I pickpocketed five people and it worked three times. So I had three. Yeah. I had three.
One of them was a really good one. Oh, you drank one. Never mind.
I have two extras and I give one. I give them both to Wilmer. Let's be real here.
All right. Sounds about right.
Thank you.
All right. So Wilmer, you have in each slot a nice juicy potion, and everyone else still has one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. And so Marge tucks a gray curl behind her ear as she says, "So sorry for the inconvenience. I know you're all probably hungry, but the dining hall had to be closed for repairs. I mean, really, it should be all of you apologizing to me, but whatever. It's time to get going into the thick of it. Your next trial is upon you, and your task is simple. Skula is lost and trapped in a mystical grove in the wilds, and it's your job to find her, release her from her prison, and find your way back to us. So get ready for a fairy tale." And you all feel yourselves lose your stomachs as you are teleported once more into the trial area. The smell of fresh earth fills the air around you as you find yourselves at the edge of a dark and thick wood. Owls hoot, crickets chirp, and the night sky fills the forest with dim light from the moon and stars. The trees here are over 20 feet tall, covered in moss and sticky sap, but seeming to start out of nowhere, forming a straight horizontal line in front of you. You see fireflies dim and brighten as they fly around, and lunar moths rest on the trees. And you hear the cries of creatures, various wild animals in the forest before you.
What are we looking for again?
You are looking for Skula.
We just got a name. Mm-hmm. We didn't get anything else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that she is a fae trapped in a mystical grove in the wilds.
Okay. First up, I'm going to cast a mage armor on myself.
Nice.
Give myself a little bonus to my AC.
Yeah,
so
you
this
do.
Is just my AC is 13 plus my dex now, and my dex is 3, so now I got a 16 AC.
Holy
which
crap.
Is
awesome.
One hell of a lot better than my 12.
That's more than Borba's.
I see him put that armor up and I'm like, excuse me, can I have one of those potions back at least then, please?
Sure, and I'll hand one back.
Thank you.
And I also want to say that I rolled on the table and I got over my chaos number, so we're sitting at a healthy 8.
Holy crap. Wow. All right.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen at
it's
some
gonna
point.
Happen.
I am so excited for when it happens.
Can I roll like perception, investigation, nature or something just to
see? What are you looking for?
I would say like footprints or something or maybe.
You can roll an investigation check for that for sure.
12.
Okay. So Steve scans the horizon and you mainly notice that the trees are so thick you can barely see past them. There are so many of them. gazing at the floor, you don't notice any footprints, but you do see a winding path that's going around the trees.
Cool. Just one path?
Yep. So far, you only see one.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Onward!
This feels easy, but
don't
let's go.
Don't say that.
I go and I knock on one of the trees to knock on wood.
Yeah. Love that. You are a tree. You are one of the trees.
I am one of the trees.
Oh, we're back to Wilmer wanting to be a tree. Excellent.
Aww. Yeah. Full circle, baby. Full circle.
Yeah. You're trekking along this path.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. As you start. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Is it dark at all? Can I see?
Yeah. So it's like nighttime, but there is an active shining moon here. There are various insects that are luminous, and it's dim lighting right now. So yeah, you can see Mila.
Perfect.
Cool.
The trees themselves are like coniferous trees, so like pine trees. Not very many that are very leafy, but more like the Christmassy kind.
Nice.
Or like an E.T. forest, if you will. That movie scares me. Side note.
Oh, God.
But it's calm here. Nothing is too... You are out in the wild, but it's not overly... it's not like a horror vibe here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And there's like glow worms or whatever, flies.
Yeah, there's fireflies. There's various plants as you walk down this winding path that have like a luminescent tinge to them in like orange and various like tie-dye patterns almost.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So
I'm imagining like the blue people avatar, not like
that's
avatar.
Literally exactly that's what came into my head.
Yeah. Cool. You know, you any behind any tree you might find some blue people connecting their head tails together.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Anyone can give me let's have a group history check. History or nature?
9.
Oh, you bet I'm doing
Which
history.
One is better?
17.
I got a 10 again.
Both are awful. Oh, 13 though.
All
13.
Right. Yeah, you have enough here that you all, as you're walking, discuss how this is definitely is the trials version of the Fey Wilds here. So there are various Fey creatures. You know that things in this forest would be sort of tricksy, to be on your guard for wisdom saving throws, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But like very like nature right now. So I'm like, Borba's just gonna like be like, hey guys, it's like really nice and peaceful out here. I love all these, this like vegetation. Did you know that like vegetarians are like super cool? Because I found that out recently. I don't know if you knew that. I was just talking with somebody the other day. You guys weren't with me, but like,
is Paya vegetarian?
I mean, I didn't say it was Paya, but
was it Papaya?
I just think that you guys should know about the cool thing she told me about it. Apparently, like vegetarians are like super great because like they cut down on like the animals dying and stuff. And also like people think you need protein from meat and apparently you don't because there's like plants that have protein and that's super cool. Okay. Anyways, and then like walked away.
Borba, as you walk away, give me a nature check.
Okay, cool. That was a 13.
Borba, as you walk, something catches your eye on the floor and you see a fern that you know is edible.
I'm gonna pick it up. I'm like, this is super nutritious, guys, and I'm just gonna put it in my pocket.
And I'm just gonna go over to Steve and be like, is she really gonna eat a fern? Like that's not even like a little baby fern. That's just like a grown up adult.
I just like pulled like a full ass fern like with like the roots.
Make some fern tea.
I don't know. Hey, Borba, are you gonna eat that?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Why?
Because it's good for you.
Okay. All right. I can't argue with that, I guess. Like,
as I'm walking and playing with my what is it called? The thing
bracelet?
That
your witchcraft bracelet? Yeah.
My bracelet that Wilmer gave me. Wilmer, that Timber gave me. Oh my God, my brain is farting so hard right now.
Hey, Mila, where did you get that?
Oh, Timber gave it to me. I guess you didn't get one because you didn't visit him that one time.
No, I did, and I don't have a flower thing.
I didn't get one of those.
I mean, Borba has a fern, but she just picked it up.
Yeah, I didn't get anything from Timber.
You didn't get anything from Timber?
No, I just gave him some of my croissant, and he basically said it was gross.
Oh, well, yeah, it was in your pocket.
No one wants pocket food. You have to wrap it in a napkin. We've discussed this.
Okay.
Hey, I take out the fern. I'm like, does anybody have a napkin? I look and I'm like, I have the napkin that we wrap the sausages in.
Oh my god.
What is happening right now?
I have the candy from that one time just in my pocket. Should I have that in a napkin?
This conversation Probably. Makes it's, my brain hurt. Mila, you're the only one that got a bracelet, darling.
So you guys are not part of the resistance then?
Again, I didn't talk to Timber, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel like we are. I feel like that was a... I don't know. It's just that's a nice bracelet. Maybe he just wanted to give you a nice bracelet because he's a cool dude. I don't know.
It's because he likes you, darling.
They did hold hands that one time.
Did they? Or did I just tell them to?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we have to ask him because he told me that this bracelet means that I'm part of the resistance. But let's go.
I take one of the napkins that the sausages are wrapped in because we have multiple sausages wrapped up in napkins at this point. I take one of the outside napkins and I wrap the fern in that and put it in my bag. Nailed it.
As you are walking, who is leading the pack right now as you're walking?
I think Borba like stormed Borba's, ahead, didn't
I
she?
I stormed ahead because yeah. I was all shy and embarrassed.
As you were discussing, Borba, give me a survival check.
Oh, fuck. Oh, actually, that's okay. 15.
Nice. Okay, yeah. You are able to follow the path that you are still walking on right now.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Okay. So this is a nice forest.
Yeah.
Sup, so, guys? How was your day? I had a good day.
Who does everybody like?
Oh,
we no actually one. Know the answer to this.
No, it's fine.
I take out Basil and I start playing it.
Nice. Oh. The bagpipe music starts to fill the forest, and the creatures' sounds that you were hearing before have like started to dim as the forest hushes around the bagpipe music as you are marching along your way. Now,
hey Mila, do you know a sea shanty?
How
I know.
Boats and lassies and more rolling. Boats and lads and beer and
men
and whales and stuff, I think.
Yeah, usually there's whales. Mass.
I slowly go back to the group as I'm like, this is happening, and I'm like, hey Steve, I have yes. a question for you.
Okay.
While this is happening, because like she's playing and this is all happening at the same time. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Do you like? I remember when you like yelled at Timber and Mila that one time to like hold hands and stuff.
Yes.
Like, I have a question for you. How would you go about like talking to somebody about possibly like doing something like that with someone, but you don't know if they're like into it? I feel like
you could just ask, darling, just say, would you like to hold my hand or can I hold your hand?
But that's weird though. What if they say no though?
Then they've said no and you should not pursue it any further. Hard look at the camera.
That makes sense, but also like that's like putting yourself like a lot out there, and I don't know if I'm ready to do that. And I'm like, I don't know why I asked you this question.
Something you could write her a note that says, "Would you like to hold my hand? Circle yes or no," and then she could give it back to you. Then you're not talking, but you're still getting an answer.
Oh my god, that's such a good idea. Okay, I'm gonna do that. Okay, thanks. You're the best, Steve. And I like walk forward again.
Both Borba and Steve, give me a perception check.
I'm so scared.
fuck. It's a 5.
13.
All right, Steve. As you were discussing with Borba about romance and how does one ask one if they are interested, you notice that both Mila and Steve, or both Mila and Wilmer, are nowhere to be seen.
Oh, excellent.
As that gone. Discussion was going on, was rolling in our lovely titty tower of terror crafted for us from Geekwood, and both failed their wisdom saves.
Oh, fuck. Where the hell did they go?
Borba, you don't know. Steve knows.
Borba, they're gone. Where'd they go? There, filled in.
Oh, never mind. I'm just like dazing off. I'm like, oh, shit.
Borba, snaps what? In her, like up in as high in her face as a gnome can snap. What? Pay attention. What? They're gone. We need to find them. Where did they go?
Well, I don't know. Do you know? Apparently, you paid more attention to this than I did. Where did they go?
You were distracted by pretty blue scales, darling.
Shut up.
And I love you, but darling, we need to pay attention. Our teammates are gone.
Yeah, okay, this is serious. Yeah. Okay.
Can I roll, like, investigator or anything?
Yes, roll a survival check for me.
Oh, well, shite.
I got a 12.
Okay. Borba, you would notice certain trees that you're walking by, the pattern seems very familiar. You seem like you've passed this area already.
Yo, we're walking in circles.
Are we?
Yeah, look at the footprints. Those are our footprints.
Oh no. Oh, and there's the root that you tore up that fern with.
I hate forests.
And we're gonna close off on this scene and head to
thank you.
Mila and Wilmer. You are both walking, following the exact same path that you were on previously. Both of you give me a perception check.
A perception.
I was also going to ask if we could do a performance check to see how cool our song is.
Yes. Also do that, Mila.
Okay, so I got a 15.
28.
Whoa.
Holy Christ.
I got a 15 perception and an 18 performance.
This sea shanty, bagpipe sea shanty. Wow, it's hard to say sea shanty. Is fucking phenomenal. The two of you, your powers combined, have crafted an eloquent melody that if any historians were nearby would be written down for the ages. But now you both realize that Steve and Borba are nowhere to be seen.
Borba!
Steve?
Borba!
Steve?
Borba!
Steve? Do we hear
them? Hello?
I don't think we hear them.
Sure. Let's have a perception check with disadvantage from just one of you. You can decide which.
What's your perception?
It's
kind of metagamey, but what's your perception?
I have proficiency, but I'm a plus 3.
I'm a plus 8, so I'm a hit the button. I still fucking crit fail. I'll leave. I never let me roll anything. Like, it's one thing. It's one thing. It's one thing if I just, like, I have physical dice that I continue to crit fail, because I can just be like, oh yeah, it's badly weighted dice. But like, roll 20 is telling me that I suck. So
I'm so sorry.
I feel bad.
You both are discussing actively where and how you are going to find your two disappeared teammates, and do not hear the whisper on the wind of Borba, Steve.
Yeah, we're just straight up, we're panicking, Anakin. We're just like, yeah, Anakin.
That was the worst Wilmer impression I've ever done.
He sounded like a horse.
I did. But we're back to Wilmer.
Okay.
We need a plan.
Can I look? Can I like touch my hair and see if Clove is in there?
Oh yeah, sure. Give me what do you want to? Are you like investigating your hair? Sure.
I'm like looking for Clove because it likes to like chill in my hair.
Yeah.
go for it.
Investigation or?
Yeah.
19.
Oh, yeah. He's there. Okay. Just chilling, like, nestled near your neck in this massive puff of purple curls.
Okay. Clove is here. Do we keep going? Do we look for them or do we look for Skula?
Well, they were in front of us, right? So, if we go back, that's not going to do anything. We can only really go forward, right?
Yeah, I guess we can only go. I look back. Do I see anything?
Give me an Arcana check, both of you.
Ooh.
16.
10.
Okay. Mila, you would know that, Wilmer, you would know that there's definitely something active, some sort of magic is being activated right now. And Mila, you would be aware that the Feywilds, there's something that has activated a shimmer over you. Like, what you're seeing might not be what you're actually seeing.
So what we're seeing might not be actually what we're actually seeing, Wilmer. So if that...
It looks... real? Can I go in and touch a tree?
Sure, yeah.
Just gonna reach my hand out and touch a tree.
Yeah. Wilmer, you walk forward and touch a tree in front of you, and you feel it's, you feel like tactile feelings. You feel tree bark underneath your hand.
This feels like a tree, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, it just feels weird.
I think... we should go on a light jog and try to catch up with them. Because maybe we just got too into the shanty.
Maybe we did. Yeah, onward we go!
Hi-ho! All right. Who is leading the pack out of the two of you?
I guess I am.
All right, Mila, give me a survival check.
Survival.
19! All right, yeah. You continue to follow the path that you believe you were set on.
Cool.
Okay, so if we're going to keep going, but if we don't find them, do we keep looking for Skula or whatever her name is?
If we can't find them, I think we should try and find Skula. Because if we bring her back or them back... then, like, we'll still get the points for our team, right?
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure that's how it worked, because that's how it worked in the scavenger hunt.
That is true. Okay, so we keep going. We find Skula. We bring back.
We find Skula.
We win this trial.
We win it, and we'll win it at a disadvantage, because there's only two of us.
That's true, but we have
bonus points.
We have magic. I believe in us. And we have Clove.
We will fade on the scene and can bounce back to Steve and Borba. I'll start this off with both of you giving me a perception check.
Got a 19. Emily crit failed.
No. No. No, I'm rolling real dice from now on. I'm not using Roll 20 anymore. I'm rolling real dice. That way I can blame the dice.
All right.
Go get your dice, Emily.
Amazing. No, I have them here. I got them here.
Steve, you don't notice anything besides the forest in front of you. But Borba, you hear coming from somewhere off to your right.
That's creepy. That's very
That's
creepy.
So creepy.
Yeah, wow, I hate that.
Who's laughing?
Borba, what's happening? What's going on? Why
Did you
are
hear
why?
That?
No.
There was some like high-pitched giggling over there somewhere in the trees in the distance.
I think you're drunk in love, darling.
I wasn't before all of this happened and we lost our party and we need to focus on the trials and I'm it is again.
Did I hear it that time?
Yeah, you heard it that time.
Well, I don't like that at all.
This is
Can I
weird.
Find out where it's coming from?
Yes. Give me another perception check.
Can I you also both do can. That?
Yeah.
That's freaking better.
18.
21.
All right.
Yay!
Both of you can, again, hear it on your right, but Borba, you notice that it's further ahead than it was before, and you both can see, like, you're looking at the tree that you might assume whoever is giggling is behind.
I go over and I shake it. I shake the tree. I'm like,
Borba, give me a strength check!
How hard are you shaking this tree?
20. I got a 20. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you laughing at us?
Werba, you shake this trunk. It's like a diameter of like 3 feet wide, and somehow the tree still moves. Like pine cones are falling. Glow worms are falling on you, which are like adorable little inchworms.
It's like Animal Crossing up in here.
And eventually you see a small pixie fall, and like she makes a dex save to grab a branch and succeeds, and she's holding onto the branch, swinging in front of you. She's wearing like a green leafy dress. She has small lime green flats, and her hair is done up in a little bun, a blonde bun.
I'm like, you, what's so funny, and where did our friends go?
What? Nothing. Nothing's funny. I didn't say anything.
You were laughing. I heard you.
Where are our friends? What did you do with them? Did you take them?
And then you hear up further in the tree, don't say anything.
What? I heard that. I heard that.
Shake the tree again, Borba. Shake it again.
I shake it again. I'm like, we have ways of making you talk, and I shake it again.
Just give me a flat out intimidation. I'll take your 20 from before for the shaking.
22 for intimidation.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
These are my specialties.
Another pixie wearing a blue shirt and pants combo comes down, and she's got like purple spiky hair. And then she says,
I'm sorry, we didn't mean to do anything. We were just having fun in the forest. Everything's fine.
It's not fine, though. Our friends are gone, and you're fucking with us, and you're laughing about it. That is not cool, and I want it to stop.
What you say really makes sense, actually. And
she snaps her fingers, and you see Mila and Wilmer sitting on the ground, like, eyes closed in front of you. Well, back on the path that you were on before.
See, was that so hard? Was that hard?
Why are they like that? Why are they like that?
Also, why are they like that?
I've never seen either of them sit so calmly.
it's just a fun spell. It's really nothing.
And then the...
Can you teach it to me?
The green pixie in the green dress snaps her fingers, and Mila and Wilmer, your eyes flutter open, and you see where you truly are.
Really, it's something...
And then they like start bickering to each other. We can't teach her. She doesn't know what we're doing. I think she has the ability.
No, we can't tell anybody about the Feywilds. This is our own secret magic. There's no way she could do it.
You literally just said Feyworld, so you told us about it, so you should just tell
her. Feywilds.
Whatever. It's fine.
And
it's fine.
Both their eyes go wide as they stare at you. And they snap and become invisible.
Can I
try to grab one of them?
Sure, make a dex save. With disadvantage because they're invisible.
Dex save. 10?
You reach out and grab where you think the... which one were you going for?
Both.
Green dress or blue pantsuit?
Green dress.
You reach out for the green dress, pixie, and your fingers feel a slight bit of leaf, but unfortunately grab nothing.
Well, I just yell out into the ether, don't mess with us again. I'll know it was you, and I'll shake more trees. I swear I'll do it.
Do either of you know who Skula is?
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, do you want to help us find Skula?
Mila, you hear in your ear a slight whisper of
Skula. She's trapped. She's further in the forest. Follow the tree stumps.
We have to follow the tree stumps.
Are you okay? You sound really... Did they give something to you?
I imagine walking. I'm still waking up.
Okay.
We're like running. Okay. And we're like sitting now.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, it was magic. It was fey magic.
I don't like it.
It wasn't okay. They didn't ask you about it. They just did it, and that wasn't cool. So are you guys cool?
I get it.
Are you guys good?
I would like it to not happen again because I was very confused because we were running and then we were sitting down, and I don't like being still for so long, but we have to follow the tree stumps.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like sitting on the ground. My butt's kind of sore.
I yell out into the ether, non-consensual magic is not cool. Don't do that again. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Very
I got
proud
you guys.
Of you, Borba.
I got
they,
you.
They did tell us about the stump tree stumps.
All right, where's the tree stump? Cool. Can I see a tree stump?
Wilmer, as you say, they told us about the tree stumps. Can you give me a survival check? You're trying to get a 12 or higher.
Oh my. All right, here we go.
Not 20!
Yay!
Fuck yeah!
I got a 0 for survival. This is awesome.
He is now a tree.
Oh yeah, you got a 0 tree. On survival. You don't have any pluses. Damn.
He is one with the trees.
Wilmer basically disappears to everybody else he becomes one with nature. Nice. And like eagle eyes once more stares forward on the path that you were following. And you do see a tree stump that's been freshly cut off on the left hand side about 50 feet up ahead.
All right. Hey, folks. And I'm going to like brush some sawdust off my shoulders.
Oh, you scared me. Where did you go?
Hey, guys, I'm back. You didn't see me there for a second because I was basically a tree. I see a stump up there on the left. Let's go. And then we'll probably see another one, right?
Can I investigate said stump? Mm.
Yeah, as you all make your way forward towards this stump on the left-hand side, Steve, go ahead and roll investigate.
I'm so scared to click it.
18!
Yeah, that's enough. On this stump, you see a stylized letter D with 5 lines perpendicular to the straight side.
So, like, off the back of it?
It's a D and then 5 lines, like, here. Through the curved edge.
Oh, off the other
the
side.
Other way. Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Like, sorry.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
awesome.
But 5, right?
We're just all sketching D's. Yeah. for those who are listening to this audio medium.
cool. Is there another stump around?
Roll investigation.
18 again.
Yeah.
It's so much better than 1.
The curse has been lifted.
It is plus 10, so it's still only an 8. But
oh shit.
Steve, you do a scan around this stump and you see another tree stump about 60 feet away from you.
Is it like off the side of like the lines coming off of the D?
No, it's kind of like further forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the lines were pointed at the new tree stump, that was the
They were not. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
And is this like still along the lit path or are we like fully going off it?
Yeah, you're no longer following the path that you were initially walking on.
All right. Cool. So let's go to the next stump. Mila, stay close because you cannot see in the dark.
Oh. Is it really, really dark?
It's still dim light. You'll be okay, Mila.
Okay.
Yeah. So you all as a group rush towards the second stump. And here, Steve, I won't make you roll again. You find similarly placed to where the other symbol was a 3-pronged crown that has 2 sort of like eye shapes scratched underneath.
Mm-hmm. Is there another stump?
There's another stump.
Maybe. Go ahead and roll investigation again if you're actively searching.
Nat 20!
The curse is broken. So that's a 30.
Going immediately like a zigzag, Steve is leading this group through, and you find a third stump. Freshly cut, and there's a diamond shape on it with an eye in the center.
The letter I or an eyeball?
An eyeball, sorry. Yeah.
Cool.
Excuse me while I draw that. Is there a fourth stump? But you said final when you didn't mean to say final, so I'm going to assume that that's the last one.
Hey, don't call me out for making my silly blunders. everyone that's here now can make a perception check for what's around you.
Okay. 12.
12.
That's a 6.
22.
Oh, thank gosh.
Thank God.
Mila, with your 22, you're the first to notice that out of this coniferous forest that you've currently been walking through, a tree stands about 15 feet to your left that doesn't match the others. It's a multicolored leaf tree, as if it was like the middle of fall. There are butterflies and other bright insects that are like all over this tree. What would you like to do?
Guys, look, that tree doesn't match the other avatar trees.
Oh, the avatar stumps.
And go up to it and investigate.
All right, yeah. Steve.
Yeah, I would like to investigate as well, please.
Let's have a like group that. Investigation yeah. check again.
Okay.
24.
Dirty one, baby.
18.
12.
Yeah. It was just like, it's a tree. It's a tree. Sure, it's pretty, but it's a tree.
As a group investigation check, you manage to pass, and you see that at the base of this tree, there's a hollow that leads down a dark tunnel.
How big is this tree? Like, how big is the hollow?
The hollow itself is about 5 feet in diameter. The tree is has a pretty massive trunk.
Okay, so it's not like we have to send the hand and floof in. We can all
can fit down this hole.
The hand and floof.
Wilmer's gonna have to crouch.
Yeah, well, Wilmer and Borba gotta crouch, but we can do it.
Hey, I'm skinny. I'm 6'2".
Cool.
Yeah.
Borba's got muscles. Wilmer's got flesh.
I think we should just go for it.
Wilmer's gonna go down on his hands and knees, and he's gonna look in, and he's gonna be like,
"Hello?
Don't give us away. What if there's more weirdos in there, like fairies and stuff, that are gonna like send you guys to a weird spell place or something?"
Jeff has a point.
Guys, it echoes.
I feel like... Oh, wait. Hold up.
It echoes.
Pause.
Like,
what if...
Like,
what?
Does a tunnel echo?
What if those pixie fairies were just fucking with us and this is going to kill us? And we're walking right into a trap.
Good thing we have all those potions, right?
Yeah, I mean, they did say... that Skula was in a grove and this is a tree tunnel.
Yeah, but what if the tunnel leads somewhere else because this is a weird magic fucky place?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it like a slide? Mean, like, can I just go like, woo, down
it? If you want, I can go in front of you, Steve, so if anything happens,
yeah, I can
I'll
go first.
Take the damage because I'm pretty strong.
I got some magic vibes.
I don't want to go first.
My armor isn't great, but I got a lot of muscles, so I think I can take it.
Wilmer, think this might be a slide, and your feet dangle inside testing, and it does seem slightly slide-ish. There are like handhelds on the side, so you don't think that you would be like stuck once you get down there.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to grab a little. Can I grab like a tree branch or something like that and then cast light on it?
Yeah, sure. You can also cast light on a person if you want. So you don't have to have like hands busy.
I'm going to cast light on Clove.
Sure.
Ooh,
yeah.
Just send the hand down first.
The hand
see what
can't
happens.
Talk though.
Yes, but we can see how far they go. And if they can crawl back up, then we know they the bottom.
Okay.
Wake up, Wilmer. He's in my bag. And then
Wilmer will grab Clove if that's okay with Clove.
Yeah, Clove is okay with it.
And then I'm going to slide down the slide.
All right. Whoa. So everyone sees Wilmer whoosh. Mila, what color light do you cast?
I'm imagining kind of like a silvery fairy light kind of thing.
All right. Yeah.
Very sparkly and glittery.
Blending in. I like it.
A glowing silver light shines around Wilmer as he dives down holding Clove tightly to his chest. And you follow the light and it goes about 10 feet down at like an average slide angle. It's not like straight down. And inside Wilmer, you see quite a large cave, which is lit with clusters of glowing mushrooms on the walls. There are silkworms on the cave ceiling, making it look eerily like the night sky. And Wilmer, you would be able to see, especially because Clove is giving off so much light, about 40 feet in front of you is a 6-foot by 6-foot cube of entangled vines and branches.
Hello, it's your gal pal Emily here to say thank you so much for listening to episode 12 of Tabletop Titties. I hate to interrupt the action as always, but I got some ads and other information for you.
Have you heard of Nerdy Narwhal Co? Everyone is talking about them. Their hand-polished, manufactured dice and handmade nerdy earrings are a must. Darling, if you aren't rolling with a Nerdy Narwhal dice, what's the point? Plus, they're Canadian. Beautiful British Columbia cannot compete with the beauty of their glittery, colorful, lustrous dice. So stop on by their Etsy store and use my promo code TABLETOPTITTIES, all caps, no spaces, darling, and get yourself 15% off on me. That's Nerdy Narwhal Co on Etsy. What are you waiting for? Go now.
Where do I, Borba, go to unwind? The Stormcrow Alehouse, a sports bar. But for geeks, everything from the decor to the design of the menus are filled with science fiction and horror fandoms. My usual at the Stormcrow Alehouse is the Dungeon Burger and their random shots. Roll a d20 and let the whims of fate build your burger and choose your shooter. Plus local beers on tap and signature cocktails like Romulan Ale, Butterbeer, and Cthulhu Tiki. Stormcrow Alehouse, Canada's most apocalyptic bar, is open for dine-in, delivery, and takeout.
On the battlefield, I'm a warrior, ready to kill or be killed. But when I get back from a hard day of disemboweling my enemies, I enjoy nothing more than to open my castle doors and find a dungeon crate as my reward, designed for roleplayers and tabletop gamers. Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service with a treasure hoard of loot you can use on or off the battlefield. So what say you? Are you ready for postal glory? DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin.
Have you always wanted a gay best friend? Don't listen to our podcast because you're not going to get that kind of action here.
Have you always wanted a mildly uncomfortable gayish best friend? You're in the right place.
I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Goetz.
And you're not.
And we are the hosts of Gayish, which is a podcast that talks about gay stereotypes.
And straight stereotypes.
And the fact that both of us are gay, neither of us totally fit gay stereotypes.
Right.
Thank you for that contribution. That was solid. Award-winning contributions by Mike Johnson. We talk about a different gay stereotype or straight stereotype each one of our weekly episodes. We've talked about depression.
Butt stuff.
Drag queens.
Animals. You can find us on iTunes or wherever podcasts are given away for free. Tell your mom.
She's probably gay.
All right. And you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/tabletoptitties. If you want to find some behind the scenes content, bonus episodes, we've got shout outs on social media and our Twitch, some titty swag at a bunch of different tiers and price points to choose from. If you'd like to give these titties, you know, just a little extra support, a little extra support for these titties. If you'd like to show the world that you love tabletop titties, you can check out our merch at tabletoptitties.threadless.com. Don't forget to give us a follow on social media at Tabletop Titties, and if you tweet using the hashtag TTTitties, you might find yourself in Fearfort with an NPC named after you. All of this information can be found on our website, which is www.tabletoptitties.com, and every single time I said titties just now, it's with double D's. That's everything. All right, I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
I'm gonna yell back up and be like, hey guys, it seems okay. There's like glowworms and this vine cube.
Okay, and then I slide head first down the slide.
I have to like stand up. You're like ramming straight into my back.
As Wilbur shouts up to through the tunnel, all the like a wave effect happens on the ceiling of all the glowworms like turning off their lights as they are skittish. And slowly as Mila slides down, they like ping pong back on. And yeah, you make it down safely.
Hi.
I think we need to be quiet because the worms are scared of noises.
That's very true. Okay.
What do you see?
I don't think we should yell
there?
Back. Because I don't want to scare them, okay?
Hey, do you want me to go down?
You guys can go down! I'm sorry.
Are you actually saying that, or is it the face playing tricks on us again? Because you were really quiet there for a bit.
Say something only we would know.
I'm a tree.
Okay, I'm coming down.
I'm in love with papaya.
Shut up, and I slide down.
All right, you're all down. Sorry, Steve, did you slide down too?
Yes.
Or are you by yourself?
No. Steve has a better chance of surviving if she's with a strong, tall, meaty Borba. So she slides down.
All right. So you're all down in this cave. There, as I said earlier, there are these like intricate glowing mushrooms that grow on the floor as well as the sides. There are the same ferns that were above that have this like tie-dye colored glow to them. Clove fits in here perfectly as a shining beacon of light amidst the darkness. And there are like small trees as if they'd been planted like only a year ago. So they're like 3 feet tall.
They're tiny.
Yeah.
I would like to inspect the cube.
All right, yeah. Give me a perception check. Or you could, if you want to go right up to it, give an
investigation. 27, I'll take that. The 27 right. Perception, I'll take that.
Yeah. Looking at this cube, it looks, Steve, once you give it a closer look, it looks like a cage. The vines have like interwoven in such a way that you can sort of imagine like bars along each edge of it.
School, are you in there? I knock on it.
Yeah, Steve, as you approach, you see standing at just under 3 feet tall is a fey woman wearing deep plum-colored armor in the shape of leaves hugging her body. She's very thin and her eyes have dark circles under them from what you assume to be exhaustion. Her small hands and feet are tucked in at an awkward angle, and you notice that she has 3 sets of thin wings along her back, all like falling down her body. Hello?
Are you Skula?
Hello.
That's me. I've been trapped here. Thank you so much for finding me.
How do we get you out?
Can Question. I do an insight check?
Yes, go for it.
Oh, good call.
That's a very, very good call.
I got a dirty 20.
Nice. Ooh,
thank God.
Yeah, with your dirty 20, Wilmer, as you see Steve discussing with this fey creature who seems to be trapped in this cage, you see nothing but fear behind the fey woman's eyes.
Did you say that she was hurt?
She seems genuinely frightened and anxious for aid. And Mila, she doesn't seem to be bloodied or have any broken bones, but she does have dark circles under her eyes as if she's been under a few layers of exhaustion.
I'm going to go over and be like, I have some magic rainbow candy if you want one. I'm gonna reach one out, and I guess if I can reach through the vines, I might as well try.
Sure, yeah. There's like an odd circular shape at the front of this cage that's pretty small. It's like a toonie size. Again, we're very Canadian here. which you can pass through candies, and she holds her arms out as or hands out as a cup formation, accepting the gift.
All right.
Thank you. I do have some means of eating here as a vegetarian myself. And you see that there's like ferns and mushrooms in the cage.
I point at the fern and I'm like, see?
But please, you must help me.
Sorry, Skula, do you know what led us here were the stumps with some symbols on them? Do you know what they mean? Because they worry me a little bit.
Stumps with symbols? No, I have no idea. How did you know to look for stumps with symbols?
Some fae who made our friends disappear for a bit told us to follow the stumps.
It seems really sketch and I don't like it. So let's get you out of here quick and get out of here.
Trust them because they made our friends disappear for like... a bit.
I don't know. They seemed really helpful.
If
you weren't there, I saw. I saw what happened.
If you're worried about staying down here, you don't have to stay long. The only way I can be freed is if you find my ring. It's been enchanted, and it's the only key that will grant me freedom from this prison.
Where was the last place you saw it? We need to retrace your steps. That's how we find lost things.
You have to be careful. The sprites who trapped me here have given my ring to Lockmore. I'm sure of it.
Okay, whoa. Who? I've never heard that name before.
Can you please describe the ring in great detail and then also tell us who this Lockmore person
is? Yeah, and if I need to be like angry and like get like my rage on to like kick his ass or something. Is he super tough? Like, what's going on?
Yes, Lockmore is a very, very powerful being. It guards its treasure trove at the bottom of Lake Grand Keep. Here, and she reaches her hand through the tiny hole and she says, I can show you the way.
Okay, but you can't come with us. Because you're in a cage.
I take her hand.
Mila, she grabs your hand and a hum fills the air and you feel prickling on your hand and you look down and let go and look down and you see a ring on the palm of your hand now. She says, It will guide you how to get through the forest to my ring. And you,
okay,
gnome, my ring, it's gold. It's very small. And it has small triangular shapes on the side.
I have a couple questions. The main ones are two. One, you're in a cage of leaves. Have you tried to, like, get out and, like, burn the leaves? Because, like, vegetation is flammable.
Trust me when I say I've tried everything. I've been trapped here for what feels like millennia. The only thing that can get me out of here is my ring. It's the only key.
Okay, this leads me to my second question. Why? What did you do to end up in this cage?
I don't know. The sprites who trapped me here, they were afraid of me for some reason. They stole my ring. They stole all I had besides the clothes on my back.
Wilmer, we know these trials are fucked up. It's very possible that this is just
I was
not
just
okay.
Gonna ask, do any of us recognize Skula from the glass cages?
Oh, from the room, yeah.
Go ahead and give me a history check if you're like diving, a history check or a I guess I'll say insight check.
21.
20.
Dirty 20.
Holy cow. Yeah.
All of us did really, really great.
Oh, so good.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, 19.
Yeah. In the back of your mind, you weren't actively looking for her, mm-hmm. but there's something that reminds you of maybe you saw her when you were visiting Timber.
Okay. Mm. Like, yeah, Wilmer, this is all just more of Korak's bullshit, guaranteed.
I show her my bracelet and I go, do you remember this by any chance?
That looks like a basic druidcraft bracelet.
Okay, never mind. So this is, I show her my hand and I'm like, this is your ring and this is gonna take us to your ring.
It will guide you. You will feel a hum is the best way I could say it. If you're heading in the right direction.
All right, then.
Before we leave, can I just be like, do you have any more insight on this Lockmore person? And is he... like, is he a wizard? Is he a barbarian?
Yes, yes.
Is he?
Let me tell you.
What is going on? Well, I need to know his weaknesses, man. I need to know what I'm up against here.
Is he scared of fish? That's useful knowledge.
Lockmore is not scared of fish. He travels incredibly fast in the water. He has thick bark-like skin, but weaknesses. He is weak to frost damage.
Well, I don't have any of that.
I don't have any of that either.
Borba, give me a persuasion check.
Okay. Nat 20!
Buddy.
I'm like, could you maybe, I don't know, you look like a magical being. Maybe you could hook me up with some frost magic, even though I'm not overly good at magic. But
I'm good at magic. Hi.
Yeah, I don't know. Hi. I mean, I have an axe that can do fire damage. Maybe if I could, like, choose what damage it could do. I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
As you mention your axe and you hold it in your hands, she reaches her hand forward and she says, Lockmore is one with the swamp. Many travelers looking for its treasure drown. But I will give you every advantage I can. And she touches the tip of your axe blade, and you feel another hum flow through the axe as it is cold to the touch, Borba.
Sweet.
I've imbued your axe with a magical frost essence. If you wish to change it from flame to frost, you must only speak the word.
Oh, the word. So, okay, yeah, I got you. I wink. I'm like, yeah, the word. Yeah.
I want to make sure we're very clear that Borba, sweet Borba knows what word we're talking about.
Oh, I have a word. How do you think I make my axe burst into flames every time we go into battle?
I don't know. Fine. I thought it was a rage thing. It was angry. An angry orc.
I thought you just were like, fire
Borba
go.
Thing.
Nah, I just yell about how I want to get my revenge on my brother and I burst into flames and I say revenge. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like,
all right.
Anyways, I just talk about how I want to kill my brother by saying the R word.
All right.
And then it happens.
Mm-hmm. So I ratatouille
turned it and yeah okay, we'll go with that, but yeah, that's not the word. But
now quickly you must go, and she grabs Mila's hand. But please, my heart sight, and she looks down at your hand that has the symbol, it only works one way, it can only follow one desire. You must make sure you know your way back.
All right.
Okay
Emily, I got you.
This is a question from Rachel to Char. So for that frost essence, is everything else the same? Is it just flame tongue except for it's a D2D6 of frost damage instead of fire damage?
Yes, exactly. And every time you activate it, you can choose. You can't switch back and forth more than once per long rest. First activate it, you decide if you would like it to be flame or frost.
Okay, so I don't have to say revenge twice to do it. I just have to think what
you would like
I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much for that clarification.
Just clarifying, it'll take us to our true desire, but we get to the ring, we can't, it disappears. We can't think, ooh, I gotta go find Skula. That's true desire.
Exactly.
We gotta leave breadcrumbs.
I would like to carve some thieves' cant into trees as we go.
Nice. Good strategy. But yes, you may need to apply some fairy tale knowledge. Oh my, it's like it was the name of the trial.
Oh my goodness.
See, I was just going to suggest I scorch a couple trees, but I think carving into the tree is probably a better option and will result in less forest fires.
Please, you have to hurry. I don't have much time. Go, let's find my
ring. Let's go.
And I'm heading up the slide.
Gosh, don't need to be so pushy.
She's in a cage, Wilmer.
Yeah, so like we'll go, and as we're going, just every like four or five trees, I'm every four or five trees, I'm marking this is the correct way or correct. And then, this is the way.
Yes.
I'm marking correct, but I'm also gonna dodge like in a couple trees away to write like incorrect because I don't trust those pixies to not fuck with my trees.
Ooh, smart.
All right. So leave like two sets kind of a thing.
Yeah. Is anyone else, as you're following Mila's palm, doing any other ways of knowing where you might be able to get back?
Borba, you could leave some sausage chunks as we go.
Yeah, I was about to say that, actually.
That's so gross.
3-day old sausage.
But they're 3-day old, and even Floop doesn't want to eat them at this point, so it's fine. I just take them out of my bag, and I'm like just literally leaving like sausage crumbs as we go.
Ew.
All right.
And I have a fair bit of them.
I turn to Cloven and go, remember the way, okay?
That's what I do.
Cute.
Clove like nods its wrist like at you.
Would I hold up, I'm looking at my feet to see if I have anything else that would also help.
Yeah, I have nothing.
My innovator feat allows me to memorize maps, but that doesn't help if we don't have one to begin with. So,
but you could create a map if you'd like as you walk.
Yeah, as we walk. Wilmer, darling, would you like to be in charge of the map since you're not marking trees or leaving sausages or talking to a hand?
Yep. I can do that. Wilmer,
give
me
Wilmer with a map.
Three survival checks as you
Please
are all walking together. This
all
is
right.
So before I roll these survival checks, I would like to state that I don't have... Well, I have my adventure journal, but I leave that in my quarters. So what I'm doing right now is I have a little poetry book. So I'm drawing over top of my super cute poems in the book, and I'm doing the map on top of it. So every once in a while, I'll just look down and be like, oh, yes, I do love the ocean.
It's all art. Right.
I got a 9, a 3. Ooh. And a 12.
All right. As the group travels through the trees, following Mila's impulse built in her hand, Wilmer, you take note as best you can of where the group is going. And Steve, you are marking in Thieves' Cant on your tree trunks. And Borba, you are dropping sausage. And Cloves is as active as ever on your shoulder, seeming to keep a lookout. And you all, it doesn't take too long, about 20 minutes or so, before you arrive at a swamp that are like almost like willow trees with vines so long that they drip into the water. There are large logs peppered throughout. You hear like crows cawing, frogs and toads ribbiting. And
Emily does love this aesthetic, yo. It's I love it.
Mila, you feel the hum in your hand stronger as you approach this swamp.
Guys, the hum is getting stronger.
Question and concern. If we have to go underwater, do any of us do the breathing thing underwater?
Let me check my spells.
I don't. Hey. I definitely do not.
No, what better time to learn how to swim good than now?
Do you not know how to swim?
I know how to swim. Okay. I'm just saying that I want to improve on my swimming ability.
Very concerned for a second there.
Reasons.
What would swim be? Like talking
like water
skills.
Breathing or if you have I forget what it's called.
But there is one, yeah.
There's one that lets you grow gills.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like skills. What would it be? Would it be
assuming it would be like
an athletics check?
Skills. I heard scales. Yeah. I was like, you can grow scales from a spell. swimming, everyone.
Sorry, it's my accent.
No, that's totally fine. No. I was just being dumb.
It's Zoom. Yeah. It's Zoom.
Athletics. But basically, you would know that going through water, you would have half speed of your walking speed unless you had some spell that would allow you to travel faster in water unencumbered.
And to be clear, how long are, like, is there a, like, thing where we can, like, gauge how long we can hold our breath underwater?
Each round is 6 seconds. I think that all of you would be able to hold your breath for at least 45 seconds before I would make you do any checks as adventurers.
45 seconds? That seems like a very long time.
You're hardy adventurers.
Yeah. Mila plays the bagpipes. She has amazing breath support.
And Wilmer, as you start approaching this swamp, you hear a whisper in your ear. Be careful. Lockmore is very, very strong. You might want to stealth your way in.
What is strong? What? Lock?
Are they talking to you?
Yeah, what's going on?
And as everyone looks at Wilmer, you see the little blue pixie on his shoulder.
Hey!
Oh, what the?
Hello.
Hi.
Be careful. Lockmore is very strong.
I'm gonna put my little finger up to the pixie and be like, hello, my name's Wilmer. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Frederick.
Can we shake hands?
Yeah.
But like with my finger? Cool.
You're very large and your hair is very luscious. I like it.
Oh, thank you. I like it too. My mom says it's not cool, but I think it's really cool.
But listen, it looks like you're approaching a swamp. This swamp is Lockmore's domain, Lake Grand Keep. It is very, very dangerous here. Do you have anything, Miss... hi, my name is Mila, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hi, I'm Frederick. My pronouns are also she, her.
Awesome, nice to meet you, Frederick. Mrs. Frederick, would you have anything to help us breathe underwater?
and she like digs through her pockets of her blue pantsuit, and then she says, "Yep, I definitely do." And she takes out the tiniest scroll you've ever seen of water breathing. Aww. And she snaps her fingers, yeah. And you all have the water breathing spell cast on you, which will last 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Thank you so much, darling.
You're welcome. But seriously, I mean it. I don't think that you should try and fight Lockmore. He is very deadly.
Can you tell us anything else other than... Don't deadly and bad, yeah. And like a
what
bad
do,
dude.
What do you have for advice? Like, how do
like
we
where does he live?
Get, what, yeah, like,
cast,
where should we go?
Cast
to
your
get the
eyes
ring?
Over the water. And everybody, give me an investigation check.
Okay.
26.
That's a fucking 2.
18.
That was an 8.
All right, Steve and Wilmer, you would immediately clock this. You see a large mound of twigs, moss, and sea vines appear from underneath the water, disappears quickly as it came, and 6 seconds later, it appears across the swamp.
Dang.
Hey, Steve, did you see that?
I did. Don't like it.
You see, Lockmore is very, very fast. Their treasure lies at the bottom of Lake Grand Deep, but you have to be careful.
Okay.
Nobody, look, it's better if Lockmore doesn't find out you're down there. I have to go, goodbye.
Bye, Frederick.
So
it was nice meeting you.
Sneaky swimming is the vibe I get.
I can try to get it to sleep.
Oh?
It's, I don't know if... Sorry, do you want me to do a history check?
Sure. Do you have a game mechanic that you would like to explain?
I want to find out if this is, because I know that Faye can't necessarily be put to sleep.
Mm, okay.
So I want to see if Wilmer would necessarily know that.
Yes.
And I rolled a 17 for history.
Okay. Hold on, I have to scroll down to where my Lockmore is. This, with a 17 history check, you think that from creatures you've heard of in past tales, this sort of swamp elemental doesn't seem to be immune to sleep.
Okay. I know I've heard that some fairies can't fall asleep, but that didn't look like any kind of fae. It looked like some kind of watery, elementally thing.
Watery. Would elementals be able to sleep? I don't think so, right?
I think so. I think they can.
I can still try it.
Yeah, might as well try. I mean, but will it know if you cast sleep on it and don't
and
do it?
It doesn't do well. Yeah. Is it going to get mad
if
you, that
you
tried
you
to make
fail
it go
this,
to sleep?
And it knows about us. That's just everything out the window right there.
I feel like I kind of feel like the best thing to do would be to distract it while someone goes and tries to get the ring.
I can distract it.
Mila, do you want to sing our sea shanty?
Lads and lassies and beer.
Okay, so Steve and I should go get the thing.
No. I'll go get the thing. Borba, you be ready to protect them when it most definitely tries to shut up that song.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so Steve, can I inspire you?
Sure. Okay, I feel like so- I'm... sure.
Wait, can I inspire you? Can I please?
Can I please inspire you?
And sure.
I give you an extra D. I think it's a D4.
I think it's a D. It's more now, isn't it?
It's a D6.
No, I think it's a D6 when you're at level 4.
Mm-hmm. D6, okay, cool.
An extra D6 for whatever role you need.
Perhaps a stealth one. I feel like that might be a good choice.
Yes.
All right, so before any of us goes in that water, can we do any sort of investigate check to see where would be like the closest entrance to where the treasure is?
Yes, definitely. Give me, as you're looking, you're actively searching, so go ahead and give me investigation.
13.
All right, yeah, that's basically just enough. You see at the center through the murky water, about 20 feet down, there is a chest.
So it's right in the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well,
all right.
Hey,
I kind of wanted to say,
now,
let's do it.
So. Let's do a shanty.
Can you guys teach me a bit of the words? Because I wasn't there when you guys were
really... You'll pick it up. You'll pick it up.
Okay,
it's
okay, great.
Okay. So, but to be very clear, we're on opposite sides of the swamp.
Yeah, let's go to opposite sides.
Okay,
so
that as soon as they start singing and it moves towards them, I'm in and I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the swamp is about 150 feet wide. So to get to the center of the swamp, Steve, what is your movement?
Not a lot. 25?
You'll have about 15 feet of movement underwater. So it'll take you like a minute.
Hold up. Let me see if there's anything I can do.
I have a question.
Yep.
There's been a thing that Emily and I have been discussing behind the scenes. It involves Mage Hand and Steve being very small.
I can't shrink myself yet. I'm not light
God
enough
darn
yet.
Darn it. That
would be
so cool.
Back when I was going to not do Thief, back when I was going to do Arcane Trickster, and then I could shrink myself, and then you were going to mage hand me so I could like fly around.
Yes.
But we can't shrink me, so I'm still too heavy.
Oh, gosh darn
right,
it.
I remember that would have been so cool. Yeah.
That being said, is that the are there trees like over top of the swamp area at all?
Yeah, the willow trees sort of like arc over the top of this swamp with their vines hanging down.
If I could like climb up into a tree to get as close to the
center,
the treasure as possible, and then I'll like slip down the vines that I can.
Sure, give me an athletics check as you start climbing a tree.
This would be such a bad time for a nat one.
Don't jinx it.
I got a nat one. You jinxed it.
Sarah, use my inspiration. I'll inspire you again.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know if that'll affect. I don't
think
that.
You won't crit fail and fuck it up real bad, at least.
I actually don't. I don't think that you can use inspiration to help you on a nat one.
Yeah, I don't think it'll fix a nat one.
I'm just trying to see if there's anything that I should have done first.
Well, it's been nice knowing y'all.
Hey, but here's the thing. If I fail that, I'm throwing out my rascally running rabbit to try to distract the...
Yes, yes, your creation from your feet.
Yeah.
Okay, for that, give me a dex save.
I can't believe...
19.
Yeah, so you start to scamper up this tree, this willow tree's bark, as quickly as you can, and you reach for a branch, and it snaps. And unfortunately, it makes you start to fall. With your dex save, you manage to catch yourself on another branch and drop your rascally rabbit, which, can you explain what the rabbit does? I think it moves in a random direction every 6 seconds or something.
Yeah, when placed down, this innovation will move 10 feet in a random direction. Repeat this random movement until at the beginning of the user's turn. A creature must succeed on a dexterity acrobatics roll to successfully grab the rabbit, else it avoids being moved and instantly moves 10 feet in another random direction. It looks and feels like a regular rabbit. However, it makes a continuous grinding noise from within.
Nice. Okay. And Borba, Steve, or Wilmer and Mila, when this was happening, you were on the other side of the swamp. Were you trying to be stealthy before you started your sea shanty, or were you trying to be active?
Probably we don't want to cause too much attention to ourselves until we're about to start distracting, unless I'm completely incorrect on that, but I think we're probably trying to stealth.
Okay, great. So can I have a group stealth check from all of you?
All right.
I am very stealthy.
That was a 6.
Nat 20.
17.
Emily is so salty. This nat 20, Amanda, or Mila, saves the group as it was a group check, so only one of you failed, meaning that you are successful in hiding amongst the brush from the swamp, and you do see the Lochmoor itself dive into the water and start moving, rushing towards the rabbit.
And Steve is there. Okay, now? So I'm gonna start playing the sea shanty, and once the Lochmoor starts coming our way, I'm gonna cast Otto's Irresistible Dance.
Nice. I mean, from one perspective, that's great, but from the other perspective, it's gonna be distracted by that bunny.
But Steve
is
there.
Steve's over there.
Maybe Steve's smart enough to just.
I think we need
be
to
a
sing.
Distraction.
I think we need to
Land
sing.
And lassies and boats and beer.
Whales. I just did a
performance check and I got a nat 20. I don't know why I clicked it. I don't know why I clicked it, but I did.
Wilmer, I will allow you to make a stealth check if you would like to separate yourself from the group.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll separate myself.
Okay.
I got a 19. This is unfair how well everyone else is rolling.
For every nat 20 we roll, we get...
I get a nat 1. I don't think anyone else has rolled a nat 1 today. I rolled 7. Yeah.
Wilmer, you slink away in the tall grass. I can't... Looking at these dice rolls, holy shit.
Yeah.
But so you manage to separate yourself from Mila and Borba, who begin to sing incredibly well, incredibly loud.
Apparently.
You don't have any view of the Lochmoor itself because it is underwater. But we'll jump back to Steve. What are you doing in this tree?
If Lochmoor is going towards the singing, I'm continuing along, getting as close as I can, and then a slipping and sliding into the water.
All right.
I would like to say, if it helps... Oh, wait, no, just kidding. I want the stealth that my... I was going to say, I take my cloak off, but it gives me extra stealth, so just kidding. I want to keep that on,
okay,
please.
Okay, but give me another athletics check.
20.
Nice, yeah.
30, 20.
Very easily, you scamper the rest of your way up the tree. Now you're hovering over the center of the swamp. Can you give me a perception check or an investigation check if you're looking for where Lochmoor is at this moment?
17.
All right. With a 17, you don't see the swamp creature itself, but you do see ripples in the water, which are cascading away from where the rabbit was towards the singing.
Okay.
Are you diving in?
Well, I want to, like, slide down the willow vines as much as I can so I don't make a big splash.
Yes. Okay. Give me a athletics check.
Oh, God damn it. What need to... You don't think it would be acrobatics instead?
If you want to just dive down, sure.
Oh, no, I want it to be sneaky. 7.
Okay. With a 7, you begin to sneak your way down the vines, lose your grip, slide a bit, getting a bit of vine burn on your hands, giving you 2 points of damage. But give me a strength save.
I wear a glove on one hand, so I would argue...
All right, your other hand gives you 2 points of damage. Okay. But give me a strength save.
9.
Okay, yeah, that's unfortunately not enough. We were looking for a 10. Do you want to use inspiration?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so you managed to... roll. Well, it doesn't, you don't even need to roll because it's enough.
Cool.
Yeah.
11.
Using the inspiration that Mila gave you, you stop just as you are about to hit the water, swinging lightly on this vine back and forth. The sea shanty going on. Continue. Give me another performance check, Borba and Mila.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to be like, it's so
27.
Good. Let's do it. Performance. 17, yeah. So still doing all right.
All right.
Yeah. We're just
rocking,
singing about tea and rum and all the good stuff that's involved in sea shanties. Yeah.
Yep. And Wilmer, what would you like to be doing in this moment? You're about 10 feet away on your belly in the tall grass from where Mila and Borba are standing singing.
I think what Wilmer's going to do is he's going to... just kind of, he's going to try to work his way to be a bit more 45 degrees, like, in. So that way, theoretically, once Steve gets to the treasure, he'll be kind of in between where both of his friends are. So he can kind of jump in the middle if anything happens.
Okay. Yes. That makes total sense.
So he's just kind of like... there is like backup right now.
Yeah. And you're positioning yourself. You're basically like holding your action if shit hits the fan.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. Steve, now seems to be the perfect time to dive on in.
I slip and slide on in. I'm not diving. I'm making no sound as much as I can.
Okay. Give me a stealth check as you let go of this vine.
18.
Yeah. You manage. It's not completely silent, but it's pretty quiet getting into the water, and you begin to swim down.
Excellent.
As I said earlier, although the swamp is wide, it is not very deep. It's about 20 feet deep to make your way down. So We will switch back to Mila and Borba. Give me a perception check.
10.
14.
Wilmer, you also can give me a perception check since you're at the ready.
Okay. Perception. 17.
Okay. Wilmer is definitely the first to see the ripples are getting much closer to where Borba and Mila are singing. Mila, you notice as soon as Lockmore begins to ascend from the water facing you.
I cast Otto's Irresistible Dance.
All right. Am I doing a saving throw?
Choose one creature that you can see within range. The target begins a comic dance in place, shuffling, tapping its feet, or capering, doing for the duration. Creatures that can't be charmed are immune to this spell. A dancing creature must use all its movements to dance without leaving its space and has this advantage on dexterity saving throws and attack rolls. While the target is affected by the spell, other creatures have advantage on attack rolls against it. As an action, a dancing creature makes a wisdom saving throw to regain control of itself. On a successful save, the spell ends.
But yes, is it a wisdom save? Throw. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll in person in the Titty Tower of Terror.
Thanks, Geekwood.
I rolled a 5 and it has plus 0. And you begin to see this Lockmore creature come further out of the water and stare down at itself in disbelief as its odd limbs begin to sort of do a tap dance of sorts in the water.
It's doing the shim sham.
Yeah.
It's doing the shim sham.
How are you?
I'm falling off a log. The shimmy is fun to do.
Steve, it appears like nothing is stopping you. You reach this chest, which is unlocked at the bottom of this swamp. What are you doing?
Opening it.
All right, you lift up the top of this chest. It's a wooden chest with a brass closure on the front, but it's not rusted shut or anything. It's almost impeccably well preserved. And inside you find a total of 200 gold pieces flask of oil of slipperiness, a scroll that is wrapped up in some sort of seaweed itself, protecting it from the aquatic nature of this domain, and a small gold ring.
I want all the stuff.
What are you
Char?
Doing?
I want all of it.
I forgot. And also, as you grab all of these items, there's a heavy set of dark gray chainmail armor inside.
Sorry, so ring, scroll, oil of slipperiness.
200 GP, mm-hmm. And a set of dark gray chainmail armor.
How heavy is this trunk or chest?
It's probably about 50 pounds.
That's going to be too heavy for me, ain't it?
I
think there's actually, let me check. Continue speaking, but there's a rule about how much you can carry. Size are you?
It's also small. Underwater, though, so it's going to be...
It's going to be lighter until you're, out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While that's happening, Mila is still singing the song, and I just remembered lyrics of a sea shanty that I learned in high school.
Okay. Boats.
Just in case.
Boats.
I mean, I have Wellerman up on Google Lyrics here, just in case.
Steve, what is your strength score? It's more than 5.
I'm sorry, I was also Googling.
So you're fine, because...
My strength score or my modifier?
Your score.
My score is 12.
Yeah, okay, you're fine. You can carry this.
Okay, cool.
Because it's your strength score multiplied by 15.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll carry this out as much as I can. I'll try to stay under I'm going towards the opposite side of them again.
Yeah.
And I'm carrying it under the water so they don't even turn around and see me. And then I'm going to take it out and try to go into the forest more before I head back around.
Okay. Sounds good. Otto or Lockmore is going to try and save from this Otto's Irresistible Dance over here. I'm going to do Box of Doom one more time.
And I'll take the low road and I'll meet in Scotland before.
What'd you roll, Char?
A nat 20!
Yeah.
No! I'm taking a picture of it because I want you to believe me.
Oh my goodness.
I'm afraid. I am so afraid.
Oh my goodness.
And oh boy. Well, I'm going to need everybody to roll initiative now.
Including me?
Yes, Steve, because you have to move underwater with the box.
Oh, okay.
Got a 23.
I got an 8.
18.
I got 16.
Chat amongst yourselves as I prepare.
You take the high road.
Why isn't our singing working? It looks really pissed. Oh my God.
I'm trying my best.
Hey, our song was really good. You need to calm down and like just go. Just go.
Okay.
Like, calm down, dude. Calm down.
Calm down. We, it's fine. Everything
Your dance
is
was
fine.
Great. Your dance was great. We all really enjoyed it. Why don't we just call it a night? We're all really tired. We should just leave.
I loved you, Shim Shim Shimmy. You were so good.
Here's the thing, though. This is great, and I think they should both roll persuasion, and if they nat 20, you should just give it to us.
I don't want to fight
27.
You.
Don't listen to me. I'm not a DM. No. It's a stupid suggestion.
Initiative.
That is fine. You've rolled initiative. The Lockmore rolled a 9 and will be going last. So if okay. on your action you would like to try and persuade him, that is fine.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe that
Borba,
works.
You are first in the initiative order. What would you like to do?
Well, I would like to attempt to intimidate him by going, I don't want to fight you, but I will if I have to. And I pull up my ass. I'm like, and this thing? Has got some tricks up its sleeve, let me tell you. I would like to give it some revenge, and I like make it turn to frost while I say
nice.
That.
Nice! Give me intimidation with advantage.
Intimidation. That's a... Well, fuck me. That's a 9. Oof. Whatever. Fuck that.
All right.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to do it. Come on, man. Like, just calm down.
I'm doing a contesting roll, which will remain secret. Steve, I assume you are continuing to move?
Yeah. There's nothing that I can do to speed up my movement, hey?
No. You could take the dash action.
Yeah, I'll take the dash action. How much is my movement in water?
15. So you're now 30 feet away from the center.
Cool.
So you only have, like... 90 feet to go.
Oh, only. I can't, and because I've already dashed, I can't take dash as my bonus action as well.
I don't know how that works.
Because I have cunning action.
I don't know
so
how
I've
that
got,
works.
Starting at second level, your quick thinking agility allow you to move and act quickly. You can take a bonus action on each of your turns in combat. This action can be used only to take the dash, disengage, or hide action. I'm not sure, but I'm going to say sure for now. And then we will check later if that is true or not.
Cool. I'll Google while other people have their turns. But now I am
45 feet away.
Yay.
Yeah. I think it makes sense though. Yeah.
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 All right. Wilmer, it is your turn.
What am I going to do? You know what? We're just gonna fucking do her, bud.
Oh, God!
Google says you can take the dash action twice if one is a bonus action.
Nice, cool. Good.
Nice.
See, I knew what I was doing. I said that. Yeah.
You're so good. You know what? I'm gonna see that this creature is coming out of the magic. I'm gonna suss out that's probably not good news, and I'll scorching ray.
Okay,
this bad boy.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead, hit me with it.
So scorching ray is you create 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range. You can hurl them at one or several, but I'm not gonna target them at the same one. So this is a roll to attack.
Yes.
And it's for each ray.
And
so I gotta do it.
Have the sorcerer point that lets you change the element that you're using?
No, I do not. I have quickened and I have careful.
Okay.
So I don't have the swap.
Yeah.
Okay. So first one is a 24 to hit. Second one is a nat 1.
Okay.
And then the third one is a 24 to hit.
Holy shit. Okay, yeah. So 2 of those hit. Go for it. Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh, it auto-rolled. So that is 12 fire damage.
Nice.
Wait, no. Is that right? Yeah, that's got to be right.
5 plus 7. Yeah. Okay.
12 fire damage. And in a exciting moment, that is a fail on my wild magic, folks.
Oh, shit. During combat.
During combat. I like felt it was gonna happen too.
Okay.
I was like, this is gonna be the time.
This time. Take out my D100 dice. I'm gonna roll this in the titty tower of terror.
Oh man.
Here we go.
You. Oh wow, this is pretty great. For the next minute, your allies within 30 feet of you, so Borba and Mila, gain 5 temporary hit points that reset back to 5 at the start of each of their own turns.
Oh.
Not bad.
Okay. That is a very happy happenstance.
That is.
Yeah.
For how long?
For the next minute.
Cool.
You're welcome. That was totally on purpose.
I got you. Finally, second wild magic surge.
Yeah.
Also, I'm so sorry. Let's finish Wilmer's turn, but Borba, I forgot about Floof. Sorry about that.
Floof just woke
up. Okay, great.
Floof's been sleeping this entire time and now has heard a commotion and was gonna come out and tell them to stop singing because he was sleeping. And then the thing stopped dancing.
Okay.
And now he's like, oh shit, okay.
So Wilmer, as this magic it comes forth from your body, a sphere of pink-tinged light emanates from you 30 feet wide. And this, as it passes over Borba and Mila, douses them in a glittering shimmer of pink dust. And you both feel the temp HP that has been given to you.
Awesome.
Mila, it is your turn.
It's my turn, or is it the creature's turn?
Nope, it is your turn. Lockmore's last.
Awesome.
Do I see Steve at all?
You can give a perception check. Or you can give investigate if you're actively searching, whichever is better.
That was an 11.
Okay. You do not see Steve, meaning that you know that she is not in the trees. She's definitely not on the horizon as far as you can tell. So she's in the water.
Okay. I am going to try the sleep charm on the creature.
Yep.
See if it happens.
Ooh.
So you have to give me a wisdom saving, I think.
Okay, I'm going to roll in the titty tower of terror once more.
So many terror rolls.
Holy
so
shit.
So many.
Uh-oh.
That, my friends.
No.
Is it nat 20? No. I'm shitting you not. I'm so sorry.
I hate you. I hate this. I'm leaving.
Oh, no. I took another picture of it. I'm not a liar. Do you have a bonus action you would like to do before Clove takes its move?
I would like to... No.
No? Okay.
I'm not going to do anything.
And what is Clove doing?
Clove is going to give the freaking creature the finger.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Give the freaking finger to the creature.
Flip him off.
Clove is like, I was enjoying the song. I was dancing along. They were like tapping their fingers. Gonna give him the finger. That was a 15.
15 hits.
With a 6 piercing damage.
Okay. Excellent. Your Clove giving the finger, it almost shoots out like a fingernail straight towards Lockmore that dives deep into its vined body, dealing significant damage of 6 piercing damage. Or not significant, but 6 piercing damage. That's something.
It's something for a creepy crawling, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Lockmore himself takes a step away from Borba, having rolled, I can reveal now, a nat 1 versus your intimidation check.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And
that's convenient.
Swims further away from Borba, but still within distance of Mila, and is going to make...
Can I please distract it using cutting words?
Is that a bonus action?
Yes.
Is that a spell?
No. I use my wit to distract them.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
I start making noises. I go...
Just like, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That is a d6. I rolled a 5 against whatever you're going to roll.
Okay, so I subtract 5 from this?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I rolled a 4. So I'm -1. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Convenient. I love this. We're using our noggins today.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. It attempts to make a splash as it slams its like long earthen arms down on the water, but the water itself just slushes forward as it loses all momentum in its arms, and we're back at the top of the initiative order with Borba.
All right. I noticed that was definitely aimed at Mila, but the distraction worked, so I'm pissed because nobody hurts my friends, so I go into a rage.
Nice.
And all of my ancestral warriors come out to help me out in this situation. I go, that is it! And I rush forward and I take a swing with my great axe, and it will now have disadvantage on most of its rolls.
Fabulous.
For the foreseeable future.
Cool.
If it's not directed at me.
Yes.
So let's go. And then I will also have to hold on. I need to remember how everything works, because it's been a while since I've had to use rage, because I didn't use it a lot last time we were in everything.
Yeah.
It's +2 to the damage, not the actual roll. And then I also have to do a D6 first frost damage. 2D6 of frost damage. So let's see if I hit anyways.
Yep. Go for it. You rush forward.
Oh. I still on it.
Just roll again,
bed.
Yeah.
So that was not what I wanted to do. Roll 20. How dare you not just automatically go back to not get an advantage. 21.
Yeah, 21 so hits.
So 12 plus 2d6. So let me roll another 2d6 of damage.
And this is frost magic that you're
yes,
using.
9 frost damage.
Times 2. So 18 because it's weak to frost. Plus mm-hmm. 10. Okay.
Plus
yeah.
2.
With that... Yeah. Lockmore freezes up in place, and you get a sense that it will not be able to move until the start of your next turn, Orba.
I'm like, I look back at Mila, I'm like, have at her.
Steve, it's your turn. Oh, sorry, Floof.
Oh, yeah. Floof would like to, let's see here. We'll do... did I move at least 20 feet straight forward?
You did have to move because it went to the side to get closer to Mila and away from you.
So then Floof would like to pounce, although, and then it has to succeed a D12 saving throw. But
it cannot move.
It can't move, so it's not going to do it. So will it be knocked prone automatically?
It is immune to being prone, but I will let you still get, because it's frozen. Yeah, you can do both.
Okay, cool. That was an 11.
An 11 does not hit.
Okay, that's fine.
Floof gets a bit...
Floof tried his best.
Yeah, discombobulated by landing on this creature, but the ice...
And then it not falling.
Yeah, the ice under its paws, and the creature doesn't actually fall backwards. Floof is stunned here, cool. Trying to bite, but missing.
Cool.
Which means, Steve, it is your turn.
I'm swimming, yo.
Continuing to swim. You are only about 20 feet away, so you can reach the shore during this turn.
Yeah. And then I take whatever movement I can left, like directly into the forest.
Great. Are you doing anything to signal to your party while you're doing this?
I don't know what I could do that would not also let the...
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to. I'm just asking.
Let him know, so no.
Okay. And I will have everyone roll a perception check with disadvantage in the heat of battle.
Is that like them to see me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So I don't need to do it.
13.
14.
7.
All right. Mila, you are the only one that is able to see Steve as she slinks into the forest, dragging the chest behind her.
Gotcha.
Wilmer, it is your turn.
Okay.
I will, I'm going to do some magic darts at this person, at this creature.
All right. Are you casting that at first level?
Yeah, I think I'll first level it.
Great.
2, 3.
Woo!
Yeah, that's it. So that is 4 plus 6 plus
so
4, 14. Which is 14 piercing damage.
Nice. All right.
Damage.
Your darts fly to the center of Lockmore's eyes as it is frozen in place, dealing a significant amount of damage. Lockmore does not look like it can take much more of this. You have all gotten the advantage over him.
I also passed my wild magic surge.
You passed?
I passed my wild magic surge.
Awesome.
So I'm fine.
Mila, it's your turn.
So I see Steve.
You are the only one, yeah, that managed to see Steve as she runs away.
Does she seem like she's struggling with all the weight in the chest that she's carrying?
She seems to not be struggling. She's able to carry it.
Okay. I am going to try to put, you know what? I am going to make the creature do a hideous laughter.
Yeah, you are.
That's a saving throw.
Okay.
Wisdom.
This poor thing.
Box or Titty Tower of Terror, that was an 8 plus 0.
Yeah.
Fails.
Holy cow.
Yeah, straight up failed.
I can't get over how clutch these rolls have been. Like, this was supposed to be a way harder. If this happened, it was going to be way harder than it is right now.
Shit.
All right. And it begins the...
I start tap dancing to make it laugh.
Its face opens up and you see like rotten leaves and mulch inside its mouth spew forward as it coughs and begins to have this deep rumbling laughter. At the end of each of its turns or each time it takes damage, it does another save. But yeah, so it doesn't fall prone, but it does stay in place. And actually, I shouldn't have even rolled because it's fucking frozen. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. And each time it gets damaged, it needs to roll wisdom, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
But currently, it is just laughing in front of you and like its body cannot move. Its mouth is just emanating this laughter. Clove's action.
Clove is... how close is it to me?
It's like 10 feet in front of you.
Clove is gonna slap him.
All right, go for it. Roll the hit.
That was a 7. It does not hit.
A 7 does not hit, unfortunately.
It's okay. Clove comes back and starts dancing with me.
And it is Lockmore's turn. Unable to move. It does do a wisdom save. And it fails. Which means, Borba, it is your turn.
Cool. I'm going to just hack at it again with my great axe.
Go for it. Roll the hit.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. Why am I still on disadvantage? I turned it back. Did I just turn it back?
Well, just take the first roll.
The first roll was a 25.
Yes.
So I'm doing that.
That hits.
So 8 because 6 plus 2.
Yep.
And then I'll roll another 2d6 for frost damage. And that's a 9.
All right. With that, holy fuck, you guys just destroy this. The Lockmore shatters into pieces as the twigs, branches, leaves fall, crinkle into the water. The life force in its eyes fades away and it just floats in the swamp like driftwood.
So long. Farewell.
I kind of feel bad because it is a real thing, but
it
here
just,
we are.
It just goes back to the vault.
It'll this is go true. Back to the thing.
This is
fine.
True. I hope, but
it's
I also
in
I'm
pieces.
Okay. Now
I
that I see that it's
that,
yeah, I head back over. I say, Borba, it's heavy. Come help me.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Okay, let's go. Yeah. What'd you find? Is it just the ring in there? It's
well,
weird
it's,
that
it's just
would be so
the
heavy.
Ring. It's the ring in this armor.
Can I do an insight?
First, I will have Steve do a deception check.
Okay, yeah.
If she's rolled
17.
Well enough, okay, yeah. You don't notice anything odd in Steve's voice as she comes forward. Would you still like to roll an insight check?
Yeah, I would like to roll an insight check just because I feel like I'd be like, why is it so heavy? The armor doesn't look that weird.
I'm
nuts.
Small.
But
okay, go ahead and roll insight.
I mean, 17.
Oh, boy. Tie goes to the defender.
God damn it. Fine. Okay, I guess you're right, makes sense. You're
pretty
small.
You.
How big's that armor though? Is that gonna fit you? Do you want it? Does who's
you can have it, and I give her the armor. But I open it up away from her so she doesn't see what else is inside. And while it's open, I pocket everything except for the gold.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Like, you mean the ring or the money?
I pocket the
oil,
the scroll
and scroll
and the oil.
Okay,
but I'll share the gold though.
Good, because Wilmer still owes Mila
16 sleight of hand.
All right, yeah, the DC was 15 there for everyone to even be able to roll. So you are good to hide these items.
Yeah. So there's the ring, the armor, which I guess Borba can look at, and then gold for everyone to share.
Wilmer.
Yep.
So there's a lot of it's a lot of gold. Don't worry about it. But let's keep it all in. Actually, we should probably split it up because it might disappear at the end of the trial.
Yeah. I'm just saying that that Wilmer still owes me like 5 or 6 gold, so I get more gold than he does.
All right, so Borba and I each get 50. Wilmer gets 45, and Mila gets 55.
Yeah,
that
sure.
seems fair to
I
me.
I can deal
done.
With that.
Split it up. Done.
55.
Yeah. Excellent. All of you make notes of this in your character sheet.
Yeah.
Yep. I will analyze this armor when we are out of here. I'm just going to put it in my inventory.
Yes.
All right. And let's head on back.
As you all separate your loot together, pocketing your gold, Steve having a bit more in your pockets, and Borba with this fresh set of armor in your hands, you turn to face the forest before you, trying to find all of your clues. Can I have everyone give me a perception check? And we'll start to next episode hearing what you rolled. Friends, is everybody ready?
Wait. What's Wilmer feeling?
You're not first. It's fine. We got time.
I'm first.
Oh, no, you are first. Just kidding.
What are you doing? It's me. Everyone else is able to fucking piggyback and just be like, yeah, same. Shout out to that one time I was like, oh, wow, I'm stressed. Fuck. And you guys were all like, yeah, same.
Shit.
Thanks for listening to Tabletop Titties.
Charlene Bayer is our Dungeon Master, and our Season 1 players include Amanda Lorenzo, Emily Matchett, Sarah Mayfield, and Rachel Thielade.
Our sound engineer and logo designer is Kelly Wright, and our episodes are edited by Emily Matchett.
All music featured in Tabletop Titties is from the website Pixabay, incompetechmusic.com by Kevin McLeod, or freemusicarchive.org, using a Creative Commons license. Our tag music that you're hearing right now is by our very own Sarah Mayfield.
For more information, please check out our website, tabletoptitties.com. That's Tabletop Titties with double Ds if you know what we mean. We'll see you next time.